From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The so-called little guys in Ontario only have to wait over the weekend before being able to open to full capacity. That applies to restaurants, bars, gyms, and indoor meeting and event spaces. A list of other settings can follow suit if they require proof of vaccination. More restrictions will be eliminated over the next 6 months, provided there's no spike in case counts and hospitalizations, especially after the holiday season. Another day, another clean COVID-19 report for the Porcupine Health Unit. There are no new resolved cases, nor are there any new ones. The latest testing and vaccination numbers are on our website. It's the 12th straight day that Ontario is reporting fewer than 500 new cases. There are 492 today. Two-thirds are in people who are not vaccinated or have an unknown status, and another 12 have died. The federal government has lifted the advisory for Canadians wanting to travel abroad for the first time since the pandemic began in March 2020. You're free to travel as long as you're fully vaccinated and follow the COVID-19 guidelines of the country you're visiting. At the end of this month, Canadians will have to show proof of vaccination along with a government-issued ID. Excavators are being used to search the grounds outside a former hospital in Edmonton for unmarked graves. The hospital was one of 31 built in the 1930s to treat Indigenous people for tuberculosis, but many suffered sexual and physical abuse and experimental treatments. Many of the first peoples never went home from the hospital. Ground-penetrating radar was used in the spring and found anomalies, but so far, no graves. Well, this year is the 100th anniversary of the Poppy. Branch 88, Royal Canadian Legion Timmins Sergeant-at-Arms Andrea Villeneuve says it's the symbol of donating money to help support military veterans.
And it was adopted by the Canadian War Association here in Canada because the Legion didn't start till 1926. However, the Legion has upheld the tradition since it started in 1926.
This year's Poppy sales campaign begins next Friday, October 29th, and goes until Tuesday, November 9th. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.